With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Just a reminder, we do have a special air quality statement in effect. Smoke from forest fires in northeastern Ontario and Quebec is hanging over the region, and Environment Canada can't say when it will clear out. There's 415 active fires across the country, 238 of them out of control. 950 international firefighters are helping to fight them, and CTV News says more are on the way. According to Air Quality Ontario's measurements, Windsor is at a high risk today, meaning those considered at risk, children, elderly, and those with chronic illnesses like asthma, should avoid strenuous activity outside, and the rest of us should consider putting it off until the air quality is better. Windsor police say another missing person case has ended in tragedy. The body of Gabrielle Vinal has been found on Fighting Island. She was found last Thursday. The 19-year-old was reported missing back in January, and police don't believe her death is suspicious. The OPP is reaching out to the public after someone stole $50,000 in jewelry from a Tecumseh home. There was a break-in at the home on Northfield Way back on May 20th. We have photos of a suspect and a vehicle up on our webpage now, and anyone with information is asked to call the OPP. The Ontario NDP is introducing a bill to ban advertising for iGaming. Lisa Gretzky, the MPP in Windsor West, is among those demanding regulation for that. She says it puts those with gambling addictions and kids at risk by sensationalizing online gambling. They also say advertising for online gambling takes up to 15% of the airtime in your average sports broadcast. The Auditor General reported that iGaming revenue grew from $139 million in 2020 to more than $500 million last year. Not unexpected, but if you're renewing your mortgage or applying for a loan, it's not exactly welcome. The Bank of Canada is raising its key lending rate again. It's up a quarter of a percentage point to 4.75 now. It blames stubbornly high inflation. It did tick up last month to 4.4%. It also says global economic growth is softening, including in the U.S., and it's stalled in Europe. Canada's growth was better than expected in the first quarter at 3.1%. Tonight, the Tigers play the Phillies again. Detroit lost the last two against Philadelphia, and the Jays have another win against the Astros. That series is split. It's Game 3 tonight in the NBA Final. So far, the series between the Nuggets and the Heat is split. Environment Canada is calling for widespread smoke this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. We are under a special air quality statement right now. We'll get up to 23 today, down to 7 overnight and 23 tomorrow. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.